Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Earlier this morning, we were talking with Dr. Jeremy Silver on our Week in Health segment about the Instagram post that WGN-TV's Mike Lowe posted that just hit us all like a ton of bricks, that says, "Cancer sucks, but it's growing on me." Said, "I wanted to let you know that I was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer and that I'll be participating in a clinical trial with Northwestern Medicine. I'll be undergoing radiation and chemotherapy for 6 months prior to surgery. Stage 3 is serious. Chadwick Boseman, the actor who played the title character in Black Panther, died from stage 3 colon cancer. But Mike continues, "I'm staying 100% positive. I've got a great team of doctors, all of whom say this could be a curable cancer. I'll be motivated by Walter Payton's motto, 'Never die easy.' You won't see me on the air as much for a while, but I'll be providing health updates on this page periodically." Mike is one of the most gifted storytellers that there is. I am proud to be his friend, and he joins us live on our telephone line right now to talk about this new journey that you never really wanted to go down, right, Mike?
I mean, hey, Dean, thanks for having me on, and it's always an honor to be on WGN Radio with you. Yeah, it's something that I was just talking to a friend the other day, 2 weeks ago. I wasn't even thinking about this, and now it's kind of my whole life is going to doctor's appointments and learning about colorectal cancer. So
right.
It's amazing how things can change so fast.
So how did this all start? I mean, were you presenting symptoms and that you went to get checked out? Did you just go for like a routine checkup? Tell me how this all started.
No, I actually am younger. I'm 44, and the age of that they suggest that you have the routine screening, the routine colonoscopy is 45. So I haven't even gotten to that point yet. But I was having symptoms, you know, not to get too graphic, but blood in my bowel movements. I was having constipation. And then kind of the thing that put it over the top for me that I really had to go to the doctor was I started having severe abdominal pain in my lower left abdomen. And I actually one night woke up in the middle of the night. I've never gone to the emergency room in my adult life for anything. And this felt like a stabbing, severe pain, almost on the order of like appendicitis, mm-hmm. like you're being stabbed from the inside of your body.
Right.
So I went to the emergency room, and it's kind of, looking back, I've been telling people it's kind of like if you've ever had car trouble and then you get to the mechanic and then it's like, well, it was rumbling earlier. I don't know why it's not doing that anymore.
Right.
I got there and the pain had kind of subsided. So I was waiting in the emergency room for about 3 hours as, you know, they were dealing with more serious immediate cases, heart attacks. There was a kid with his forehead split open that needed stitches. And I left without being seen because I was like, you know what, maybe this was just food poisoning or, you know, maybe that's just what happens when I eat Chipotle or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, you can make up 100 excuses. And so I left without being seen. But thank God I saw my parents that weekend and my mom insisted on me making an appointment. I was like, I think I'm fine. It was just a weird thing. She's like, make the appointment in front of me right now. And so I did, and that Friday I went in to just see my general physician, and he had to do a digital rectal exam, you know, right. Like the uncomfortable stick the finger.
We've all gone through that, or at least guys have, at least anyway, right?
Right. You know, it's the craziest thing, right, because of where this cancer is. It's just a, like, somewhat humorous or whatever. I don't want to say humorous, but it's, you know, to talk about it seems kind of silly when you're talking about that area of your body. Just
right. It begs for jokes. Yeah, I know. I understand.
Exactly. Yeah. A real pain in the butt, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Michael, stop it.
But so I asked him as this was going on, I'm like, so can you actually see hemorrhoids? Like, is that something you can see, like, with the naked eye? And he's like, I'm afraid this is something far more serious than that. So that was a Friday afternoon. By the next Monday, I was in to see the specialist, and I was lucky that I had one of my closest friends with me. He's like, who insisted on coming to the appointment with me after we were talking about it. And that's where I got the, you have cancer diagnosis. Yeah. And then from there it was, we got to get you in for a biopsy, a colonoscopy, CT scans, MRIs, blood tests.
Right.
It was like the whole workup. And I'm with a team of great doctors at Northwestern Medicine. And as you mentioned, or you were reading the post that I had written, I'm going to take part in a clinical trial, which I don't know if I'll actually be part of the 50% of the trial, because they have to have the control group to see if the thing works. But if I get to be part of the group that gets kind of this like extra medicine, it'll be like a stronger version of chemotherapy that might be a little tougher for the body to tolerate, but they hope can have a more curative effect. Where eventually they can maybe treat cancer without the surgery. As it stands right now, I'm going to have to go through about 2 months of simultaneous chemo pills and radiation, then graduate to the intravenous chemo, which is the one that really kind of knocks you down a little bit. You know, that's where people can lose their hair and get fatigue and nausea and just kind of seem a little broken. You know, if you ever see somebody on cancer or who's on chemo in the movies or read about in books, that's kind of what you have in your imagination.
Right.
And then just in time to ruin Christmas, I'll be having surgery. sometime around Christmas.
On the other hand, you know, you may be getting the greatest Christmas present ever by having that surgery and coming out with, you know, flying colors at the same time.
I've got the fingers crossed, and I'm not even really entertaining, the idea that this won't go my way. Like I said, I'm going to try and stay 100% positive, because the alternative is just to sit and say,
right,
this isn't fair, woe is me, and that doesn't help the situation at all.
Does not help, right, exactly right. So are you back home now? Are you in the hospital now? What is your current state?
I'm actually at my apartment right now, just north of Wrigley Field, and part of the reason why I said you won't see me on air as much, I will actually try to work through the first stages of this, but there will be days where I have to be out, just like last Friday, in preparation for radiation. They have to do this scan, they call it like a radiation simulation, where they mold some things so your legs can't move, because you have to stay completely still when you're getting radiation. And so they had to kind of build that for me, come up with this AI map using infrared cameras and all kinds of stuff to determine exactly how the laser is going to move. And that takes about 7 days to do that. So I won't actually start the chemo pills and radiation therapy until after Memorial Day, because it just takes about a week for them to get the plan together.
Right.
But as I said, I'm going to try and work through most of that, because people can tolerate that pretty well from what the doctors have told me, until the very end, when the cumulative effect of radiation kind of takes its toll and you're really fatigued.
Right.
And then we'll see how it goes with IV chemo, because that has the potential to be really rough on your body, but some people tolerate that well too. The time that I really will have to be out and in the hospital is the surgery. And unfortunately, they told me, this is kind of the one part I'm dreading the most, is that during the healing process after surgery, I'll most likely have to have a colostomy bag.
Right.
Right. Nobody wants to have that, but that's the idea behind that is, you know, the waste has to kind of bypass your colon and your intestines as those are healing during from surgery.
Sure, during the healing process. Yeah, I've known so many people. My grandmother was one of them many, many years ago who resisted having a colostomy bag because, you know, for vanity and, you know, just for a lot of reasons. And it's just a necessary step, you know, things. And I'm so impressed with how you're going to pace yourself with this. I would urge you, not to do too much, but at the same time, I know you want to stay busy and active and probably a little distracted by working, right? A little bit while you're going through this?
I think that will be the key, is being able to focus on things other than, you know, the poisoning that's going on in my body.
Right.
If I can, like, do the things that I'm passionate about, obviously one of which is being a WGN reporter and telling the stories of Chicago and the Chicago area.
Yeah.
You know, to the extent that I can do that and still be effective while I'm undergoing this, that will, I think, help me greatly.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, can I physically do it and can I still be sharp while all this is going on? And, you know, we work in a wonderful newsroom. I've worked in places around the country, and there's no place like WGN that has that family atmosphere. And our bosses have been great. They basically told me, you know, whatever you have to do, we're behind you.
Yeah.
And not everybody has that. As crazy as it sounds, I do feel lucky in that we know that so many people, especially young people, will be diagnosed with this disease. This year alone, it's something like 150,000 people, I think I read, will get this diagnosis. And not every one of them has access to world-class health care like we do in Chicago. Not every one of them has an understanding employer like I do. Not every one of them has a network of family and friends and great colleagues like you behind them. So I do feel lucky that all the factors that I have to kind of take this on, not everybody else has, and I wish those who don't have them the best, but I do. It's crazy to say when you get a cancer diagnosis that you feel lucky, but I was just thinking about that the other day, like all of these things that are in place for me to succeed and to get through this, that not everybody else is fortunate to have.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can see, what the reaction was in the newsroom when your post came out. And, you know, it's like we all got hit in the head with a brick of hearing that truly one of the nicest people ever and one of the best reporters, best storytellers is hit with this. It hit us all. I can see the reaction on social media of the viewers and the public and their love for you. I can see what's going on my text line right now for people sending their love and prayers and best wishes to you. So you've got a strong network of people who love you and are 1,000% behind you. I also should mention that a local T-shirt shop is honoring Mike with a T-shirt, one T-shirt that says low, strong, and the other that says cancer sucks, hashtag low strong, and 100% of the proceeds for these T-shirts, 100% of the proceeds are going to go directly to Mike to help him with the financial obligations that he'll have as a result of this. So if anyone is interested in that, you can go to obviousshirts.com, or you can go to the WGN TV website and learn more about that. Mike, it's great to hear your voice. Please keep us posted on what's going on as you can. Please know that our love is with you and 1,000% support. We wish you all the best during all this, and I know that we'll be in touch many times.
Definitely.
As much as you can as much as you can stand me.
No, you're one of the greats, and I you know, it means the world that you and everyone else has been reaching out. And it's, I'm honestly a little bit overwhelmed. You mentioned the T-shirts. Like, I had nothing to do with it. That's Joe Johnson at Obvious Shirts. I did a story on him years ago, and he did that unbeknownst to me. I'm so touched by all of this. And I'm definitely feeling the love, and I hope to give it all back to everyone, you know, somewhere down the road. So Thanks again, Dean, and I will see you soon.
We'll see you soon. And I'm all ready with bald fashion tips for you.
I've been told that's coming. So we'll be twins.
I'm ready. I'm ready with any fashion advice that you need on baldness. I've got a lot of experience. Mike Lowe from WGN TV. Godspeed to you, my friend. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you.